This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's Open for Business. This is Frida Liu. We're still talking to the finalists from the Alliance Bank Bismarck SME Innovation Challenge. We're just back for the third year with prizes worth up to 1 million. And of course, this is targeted at young SME entrepreneurs. And, you know, we'll be catching up with the 20 finalists who made it into the challenge. And we've been talking to them already. So this week, we welcome the 7th and 8th finalists. We have Hui Matthews from Ashby Nimble, who's been on BFM before, and Edwin Wang from Signature Snack. So congratulations to both of you.
Thanks, yeah.
Very interesting businesses. But okay, we'll talk a little bit with you, Hui. First, you know, the first time you were on the show, you started out with your website. We know a little bit about that history. So how much has the business, how much has the business grown since? A little bit about what you do. And yep. Then how it's grown.
Okay. Hi. Good morning, everyone. My name is Hui, and I'm from Ashby Nimble. So when I last spoke to Frida, I think it was last year, almost a year ago, I had just launched my own sports apparel brand, which is ashbynimble.com. So we are all about designing and making affordable sportswear. So everything is priced under 100 ringgit that people can buy through our online store. And now we have close to 25 stockists around Southeast Asia, that they can purchase from. Okay. And in terms of how much the business has grown, we've in the last 18 months that we've been in operation, our sales have grown 3 or 4 times. Mm. It's been amazing. The support has been overwhelming. And also my belly has been growing. I'm now expecting a baby.
And they're announcing the winner probably on the day that the baby's coming out.
Yes, exactly. So that's going to be a very interesting challenge to see how we do the final few pitches.
Okay, now, so you're now available in 25 locations, right?
Yes.
And you were saying what, in Malaysia, Singapore, where else?
Yeah, so we started with KL mainly. Our first international stockist was in Bali, and we're also now in Kuching, Singapore, Manila, and Cebu. Mm. So 25 partnering stockists throughout Southeast Asia, which is really exciting, and we're hoping to hit Jakarta next.
Okay. Yeah. And I guess people who don't go to these places to buy them, they can also buy them online.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So I think the idea is that, you know, I think people still want to feel and try on if it's a new brand. So the idea of these studios are to help us, you know, spread the news and the brand and let people go in and try the fit and the sizing and feel the material. And it's been quite interesting how we've grown throughout Southeast Asia because, you know, through the friends that we've made while working at AirAsia and Boston and even all the trail races we've been doing across Thailand, Indonesia and Singapore. You know, the friends and running buddies have said, hey, you need to come to Bangkok, you need to come to Jakarta, you need to come to Manila. So that's how we've, you know, ended up being in all these places, which is quite a big, you know, interesting story in itself. Okay.
So in terms of how people get hold of your products, there's online and you're saying physical stores. What is the ratio of, you know, revenues? Where is it coming from mostly?
Yeah, so I would say right now it's 50-50. Online, yeah, the online sales are about 50%. Offline, it's a mixture of all these stockists, and we're obviously trying to hit as many events as possible, not just locally but internationally as well. So all the major races in KL and, you know, KL Marathon, Malaysia Women's Marathon, and even some of the lifestyle bazaars and markets as well. We were also recently in Singapore for In the Loop Yoga Festival on the beach, and we will be at Namaste Festival in Jakarta as well. And very exciting that we are actually going to be opening our own little studio and warehouse. Yeah, so that will be on end of this month. So we're launching a little secret sale, which is obviously not very secret now that it's on radio. But we'll reveal the location very, very soon. It'll be Saturday, 31st of October, 11 a.m. But go to our Facebook page, find the event, and RSVP, and we'll give you all the details for where it's going to be.
Okay, so this will be the new baby before the baby.
Yes. people are joking that this new little, we're going to call it the Fox Den. And it'll probably be where my baby is going to end up living. Because it'll probably be ready before I set up my actual baby room.
Okay. Now, you also came out with Hijabistas as well. Why did you go into that space?
So I guess the long short story is while I was doing a 70-kilometer trail race in Indonesia, which is the Bromo Ultra, one of the Indonesian girls who I think she did and she won the race, she was decked out head to toe in a hijab and in long sleeve top and leggings. And so that kind of sparked an idea, you know, what if I could come up with something that's more comfortable, more lightweight, that would help these girls in their races. And actually a lot of Malaysian girls have been asking us to make hijabs for them with the material that we were using for the other apparel. So we did a launch this year in May, and it was titled Fitness Knows No Borders, No Boundaries, No Body Types. And it's done really well since. Really good response from people in KL, from girls in Singapore, from Australia, even people in Hong Kong, you know, wanting to help out refugees coming in from, you know, Afghan, Syria and Iran. So the response has been really, really good. And we really try and evolve with the needs of, you know, our customers and the people that I meet through all these races.
Right. And you find that that's very effective, right? Because a lot of these events that you turn up to, you usually find your, you know, your yoga place owner it's wanting to stock your products.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great way to meet potential stockists and also just to meet existing customers. It's very exciting. The last race I did before finding out I was pregnant was in April this year. It was the Kamensa. It was a 45-kilometer trail, and it was very exciting.
And you were pregnant,
I was pregnant, not knowing it. So I did 45 kilometers of trail, and since then I've vowed, okay, I better just chill out a little. Yeah, so I managed to scrape by, thinking that my body was breaking down for some unknown reason.
Why am I feeling so tired?
Yeah, exactly. And I was cramping the whole way. I managed to scrape in like a fourth place, but it was a very, very tough race. But, you know, getting to see a lot of girls wearing Ashby Nimble, and, you know, friends would tell me at this race they saw this girl wearing this. And even recently we went to a race in Marapo.
Yeah.
And a girl came up to me and said, hey, I've been wearing this. You know, I did 60K with it. It was amazing. Okay. I did, you know, a race in Sabah as well, and it was really good. So that has been really good affirmation for me and for the brand.
Right. And you still design your own things? So you work with a team, people who design?
Yes. So this year, I mean, falling pregnant does help speed up things. So I started hiring people. Exactly. You get more efficient and better at planning. So I've got a team of two now, Eleanor and Christina, and they help me out with a lot of the social media marketing, with managing the stockists. And we also have some temp girls that help me out with weekend events, and they're really amazing. Eventually, when, you know, if we win the challenge or we get some more funding, I would love to be able to have a designer on board, someone to also help me out with that community engagement, so that we're doing more activities, we're reaching out to more people on ground as well.
All right. And speaking of healthy stuff, we'll be talking about healthy snacks after this. I've been speaking to Hui Matthews from Ashby Nimble, and we'll hear more from Edwin Wang from Signature Snack after this. It's Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Business for Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
It's Open for Business. I'm Frida Liu. We're speaking to the finalists for the Alliance Bank BizSmart SME Innovation Challenge, back for the third year. You know, earlier on we were chatting with Hui Matthews from Ashby Nimble, and now we'll be speaking to Edwin Wang from Signature Snacks. So how did you get into this space, Edwin? It's a very interesting story, right?
Yes, definitely. Hi, I'm Edwin, Signature Snack. So 3 years ago, I was like really overweight. I'm 75 kg. I always get tired, and I got a lot of gastric problems. And I decided one day, I look at myself in the mirror, and you know, like, I looks really fat and ugly. So that's the turning point for me, and I found like healthy snacking is one of the great ways to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm successfully lost 15 kg in 1 year.
Right.
So it inspired me to start Signature Snacks.
Okay, so how did you, you know, but the whole idea of getting Signature Snacks, finding these snacks, was it easy finding these nuts and all that? Was that easy? finding suppliers?
Because cashew nut, almonds are staple food in Malaysia. So we have a lot of suppliers who supply it.
Right.
So it's pretty common in Malaysia.
Okay, so it's completely on by subscription?
Yes, it's subscription basis only, and it's monthly subscription.
How does it? So people just go online, they can pay by credit card, they can do online payment, and they can subscribe on a monthly basis, they can subscribe for a year.
Okay, so how it works is, first, they choose the package. Do they want like monthly, quarterly, or annually? Then after that, they put in their credit cards. And lastly, they just choose 5 snacks every single month.
Okay.
And we have 50 varieties, and we add in 5 new varieties every single month.
50 varieties. What are some of them? What are some of the varieties that you have?
We have the classics in US, like Go Take a Hike Trail Mix, Seven Heaven Trail Mix, and the very famous one, Healthy Nut Mix.
Okay.
And we also have the flavored one. One of our best seller is Cashew Nuts, Garlic Bread.
Okay.
And Anchovy Pistachio. You know, like very interesting mix, right?
Okay.
And lastly, our best seller for last month is Salted Vanilla Cashew Crumble.
Okay.
It is 50% cashew nut
and 50%
cookies. So it's like really, really special. No Malaysian has tasted before.
You put a calorie count on these things?
Yes, definitely. Okay. We have a nutrition fat at the back of our packaging. And we make sure that there's no unsaturated fat.
Okay.
And it's not non-GMO and it's 100% fresh and natural, no preservative.
And you make them fresh every day?
Yes. We bake it every day and we send direct to our consumer. So our consumer gets fresh snacks every time they receive it. And we want to let Malaysian taste what fresh packaged food is all about.
Right.
Yeah, it's a new trend in Asia.
Because we like our unhealthy snacks. It's so easily available.
Yes, correct, correct. Yeah.
So, you know, you can use your Go Take a Hike Trail Mix and work with Hui when she goes for her trail walks.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, you've also gone to Hong Kong now.
Yes. We just recently started Hong Kong. It's just to try out how scalable our business model is. In Hong Kong, the story is we found a friend who is in F&B and he's very passionate about tech startup. So we joined venture and started Signature Snack Hong Kong.
Okay, so how has that happened? How has it been so far in Hong Kong?
Right now, we are just doing a lot of awareness and testing and a lot of sampling events. And right now, we are actually renovating our central kitchen. And we are waiting for our license to kickstart our mass marketing.
Okay. So, and other than Hong Kong, are you looking at other places?
For right now, we want to focus on Malaysia. We want to make it like really, really big in Malaysia and test out all our metrics first because we are very, very data-driven.
Okay.
Yeah. And once the metrics is correct, we're going to duplicate it in Hong Kong and test it, like can we duplicate the same practices to Hong Kong before we spend more money expanding.
What is the data telling you about Malaysians at the moment?
Right now, the data is very healthy. And we have a lot of subscribers who test us out. Like they started with one month. Then we saw a trend where if they like it, they will upgrade to like quarterly to even annually.
Okay.
So that is a big commitment for them.
Okay. So, and then how have you been marketing Signature Snacks?
Okay. We have been doing a lot of on-site events, bazaars, a lot of samplings. The most important thing for F&B is all about letting our customer try and give them value. Why should they buy from us rather than buy it in retail? No? And when they taste like, what's the huge difference? Because all of our snack is handmade and fresh, so they really like our product.
How long do they last after you open it, though?
It is pretty standard, you know, like once you open it, it's you're gonna last like 2 weeks.
Mm.
Yeah. But we advise them to like finish it like within like a few days to 1 week, mm-hmm. to get the freshness and you know, like don't keep it on your rack. Yeah. So just
the usual way you should take care of all your food that you get. So you guys have gone and met with the CEO chat room with Tan Sri Liu Kee Sin, and also the structured business coaching on strategic influencing and lead marketing organized by the Alliance Bank. What have you guys learned so far? What were some of the aha moments for you? You know, I mean, you've been in business for what now? 6 months?
No, 1 year.
1 year. You in 18 months. What were some of the aha moments?
For me, I learned a lot about leadership, okay, and I can see in Tan Sri Liu, okay, and Tan Sri Liu teaches me leadership is not about like being leader, like clever, like good achievement, but it's more towards like how to put your ego down,
mm.
how to being honest to everyone,
mm.
and how to admit when you are wrong. Okay. That is like the most difficult thing to do if you are a leader.
Okay.
And lastly, treat everyone equally. That's right. Like my biggest lesson learned.
Okay, so I know Amos was saying yesterday his takeaway from him was don't die.
Which he then broke down to say don't do anything illegal lah.
Okay. Yes,
and don't owe loan sharks any money.
Okay, and for you?
I think I would echo Edwin. I mean, hearing from some of these veterans has been amazing. So yesterday the day before in the CEO chat room series, Tan Sri Liu said something about leaving a legacy, right? So at the end of the day, what kind of person do you want to be? And now, you know, thinking about being a mother, it puts a new perspective on things.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's like, what kind of person do you want to be for your kid to look up to want to be when they grow up? Right. And what kind of legacy you want to leave as well? And I think on a more personal note, you know, I've been talking a lot to two other mothers who are in the finalist group as well. And one has three kids.
Okay.
One has... one kid, and both of them started the business and then fell pregnant.
Okay.
So it's kind of good to know that, you know, these ladies are there cheering me on, and you know, they've got great advice as well for me. So that has been a really good learning and really good experience.
What about with lean marketing and, you know, strategic influencing? What were some things that you learned from those lessons?
I think with the lean marketing, you know, we're not quite proper SMEs yet. We're still trying to bootstrap and find ways of, you know, doing things cheaply. So it was very good to just think and get creative and actually work on little things in those sessions itself. You know, things to do with online surveys and social media that we can get a lot better at. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, lean marketing... I learned about like marketing is all about data, like measure your data every single day and try a lot of different things, different campaigns, and you know, and track every single campaign. You know, this business is all about tracking everything.
Right. Okay. So the big question, 250,000 if you win that plus other prizes. I know for you said you want to probably look at a designer.
Yeah.
Hire a designer. What else would you be doing with that money?
I think for us, because we want to be the fitness apparel brand in Asia. I mean, it's very scary but exciting. And as we expand across all these different cities in ASEAN, you know, our operations are going to grow. Mm. The team is going to grow. We need to expand the apparel range. You know, we've got a just launching like a menswear as well. So all that requires a lot of, you know, working capital up front.
Right.
And we've had really, really good support from everyone. So we really want to give back as well and see if we can find sustainable ways and projects in all these different cities as well that we can partner with.
All right. And for you?
For us, we want to... use the prize money to reward our amazing subscribers.
So subscribe now.
Yes, correct. In their box, if we win in their box, we're gonna give them like a really big surprise and like thank them, give them a big love or anything for supporting us for so long. Yeah, that's like No, that's what we're going to do, yeah.
Okay. Mm. And then, okay. All right. All the best to the both of you,
thank you.
And your big expansion plans. I'm speaking to Hui Matthews from Ashby Nimble again and Edwin Wang from Signature Snack. It's open for business, BFM 89.9.